With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get into the West Coast rooms because the assistant coach, Luke Shuey, joins us. Of course, Norm Smith medalist, premiership player, former captain of the club and now a development coach. Luke, welcome back to SEN.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me. You forgot to also taught Hannes everything he knows.
Oh, Shuba, mate, you have been one of my favourite players to watch over the journey. It was great to see your career, mate. Watched a lot of your play. Mate, how's it been taking over coaching this, younger style of midfield? I guess you've still got a couple of older heads, but it is a younger side, struggle with, form and injuries. It's been a tough couple of years, but the last couple of weeks, seeing you guys get back-to-back wins all of a sudden, and I'm included, you almost want to see West Coast go about it, and that's probably because my boy Harley Reid has been a big factor.
Mate, the last 2 weeks have certainly seen a really good response from the first 3 or 4 weeks we didn't defend too well. We weren't getting pressure at the source, and had a good chat and a good review after the Bulldogs game, and that's been really evident since. So I've been really, really proud of the way the boys have adapted and responded. And big challenge today against a team who, their contest and their pressure is elite, one of the best in the competitions. We bring our best footy and compete to the end and stay in the game. It's going to be an arm wrestle the whole way. So looking forward to seeing how we back up a good performance from last week.
Now, I promise I won't keep mentioning this kid every week on the show, Harley Reid. But, mate, he's been incredible. Watch. You've played with some absolute superstars along the journey, and you are certainly one of them. I certainly thought you were underrated for a long time. If you had been in Melbourne, it would have been a different story. But how do you rate him up against some of the players you've played with? There's been some pretty phenomenal ones over the journey. How do you rate him, and how do you see him moving forward?
He's a rare talent. I don't think kids like this come through too often. So fortunate that we're able to be in a position to get him. Obviously, his footy's unbelievable for a 19-year-old at the moment. But what he brings to the club, which I don't think a lot of kids can do at his age, is his ability to bring the group together and his the bond he has with the playing group and just how much he loves the footy club environment and his mates, and he really is still just a little kid loving his footy and playing with his friends. And I still remember one of the earliest conversations I had with Harles in December. Spoke to him about his last 2 or 3 years and how it's been for him. He said the most enjoyable game he had was when he went back and played local footy at Tongala one day, because he just got to play with blokes who didn't care about playing well. They just wanted to win. And on top of all that, had a slab of EB in the rooms after the game. He's an absolute beauty. He loves the club. He's always team first, which is really special for someone that talented. To still prioritise team first and what's needed. He's going to be a joy to watch play over the next 15 years.
Luke, Cal Toomey here. Thanks for having a chat. Hannes is claiming. I'm going to claim him as well after watching him so closely throughout last year.
I think you can definitely claim him, mate. Not me.
Getting to know him as well, he's a competitive beast. So how did you go in saying, well, how's this week look for a rest?
He is competitive beast, and he in his first 6 games, he's a couple of times in different games found a way to turn the game for us. So it's rare that someone that young can do that, and we'll certainly miss him, but you don't want to be a side that relies on one player. So if that's where we're at, then we've got a bit of work to do. But I suppose for the long run, we probably could have played him this year, but the way he plays at his age, he's pulling up sore as a boil through the week, and just thought with the long flight to Gold Coast, it's going to be a contested game for him. It's probably good that he gets a rest because we've got the bye in 4 weeks' time, and I know there was a bit of backlash externally about resting him, but you know, we probably could have kept playing him, but you know, you risk then missing him for three or four with injury. We're pretty confident that what we're doing now, we're going to find a way to get him through the bye now, and then he will probably play the back 12 uninterrupted. So, short-term pain, long-term gain, but he needed a bit of a spell. He was sore, and obviously the mental toll that he's been, you know, the load he's been carrying mentally, be nice for him to have a spell and get back home and see some family and mates, and then we'll get him back next week for Saturday night.
What's changed over the past couple of weeks, do you think? What's really clicked? Harley aside, like, this is a footy team that looks energised and physical and really well prepped and planned. What do you feel like has been the change over the last fortnight?
The foundation's been a good side. It's easier said than done, but if you can't defend and you can't get pressure at the source on the ball and on the opposition, you risk giving up 100 points every week to whoever you're playing. So we needed to find a way to defend better. You know, the Bulldogs did a number on us in round three, and we honed in on, you know, the basics of our defence and our pressure going into Sydney. We were competitive against them, and then, you know, the reward the last couple of weeks has been a win for the boys. So we can't go away from that. You know, everything else on top of that will come into, you know, we'll talk about and we'll come to fruition over time. But unless you get the basics of your footy right, which is your defence and your pressure, and just finding a way to hang in there in games, you're not going to be competitive. So we honed in on that, and the boys have bought in unbelievably well. And to their credit, they're getting some reward at the moment. So as I said before, big challenge today. Gold Coast 3-0 up here, and good side, full of talent. So we'll have our work cut out for us, but looking forward to seeing how we respond after last week.
Luke, with Oscar Allen, of course, on the sidelines, there's a bit of a concern outside the footy club that kicking goals might be a major issue, but that hasn't been the case. Jake Waterman's been incredible.
Yeah, he has, mate. He's been fantastic for us, and Matty Knights has done a really good job as forwards coach, just finding a way to help these guys, you know, bring their best version. And it's just the little intricacies that we're doing with the way they set up, you know, whether it's time to give a forward isolation or crunch over and work in numbers. Matty Knight's done a really good job of getting these guys in a good space. And Jake has been on the end of a few the last couple of weeks, but, you know, what they're doing for us ahead of the footy, Jack Darling in particular, you know, he's not kicking bags. Got a little bit of a lick last week. I think he kicked a couple, but the pressure and the contest that they're able to give us in our front half has just been pivotal to our success over the last fortnight. So, yeah, Jake has been on the end of a few, but they keep going the way they're going. They're all going to bob up at any different stage and get a lick of the ice cream. And, yeah, looking forward to hopefully seeing one or two of them do it today.
This seems like a really obvious statement, but when you're going through your struggles and you're not able to get the Ws, even if you might be going in the right direction, selling a message can be a little tougher. How much easier the meetings and selling the right message and people believing you're going in the right direction, how much easier is it when you're able to get the 4 points?
Yeah, I suppose if you figure out what you want to educate as a coaching group and what the players want to buy into, that's important. That's one thing. And then the hard thing is actually sticking with it, whether you win or lose. So, yeah, we could have easily lost sight of, you know, our simple focuses over the last few weeks after winning a few games, but we kept sticking to, you know, our ability to defend as an 18-man team and getting pressure on the ball and getting our contest right. You know, our contest has been a real shining light for us this year compared to years gone by. So even though it's worked for us the last couple of weeks, we can't go away from it. We've got to keep shining a spotlight on it because we haven't achieved anything yet. We're still wooden spoon team from last year, and I think we're only 14th on the ladder. So plenty of work to do still, but you try and stick to what you've found works over the last couple of weeks. And as I said before, you need buy-in from the playing group, and they've been fantastic as well.
My good mate Kieran Jack made the move over from Sydney to West Coast, which is quite extraordinary. No one actually knows what his role is at the club. He says it's strategy, which is, well, I don't even know what that is. Does he do anything? Does he even speak? He never quite spoke to many of the younger players as a captain of the footy club. Does he speak to any young players? Does he speak to any players at all? He's a big listener on the show, so no doubt he's shooting into SEN crunch time. But can you give us a quick insight into Kieran Jack's role, if he does have a role there at all?
Well, mate, he did say he was really excited to get to know the young boys, and I see him four times a week having lunch with Harley and no one else.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, still trying to figure out what Kiz is doing upstairs, mate. I do see him doing coffee runs for CEO Don Pike 3 times a day. So, still trying to figure out what he's doing. But as you said, he's an absolute cracker. And, No, we're really happy we've got Kizer on board. He's a good man, brought the family back to WA, and yeah, he's going to be great for the club in the short term and long term.
Mate, we know how jammed you are for time, so to jump on the line and have a quick chat to us is much appreciated. Good luck today and going forward, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.